Welcome to this week's HMD Radio Show. Tonight I have two whopper beers, Mango Lassie Heaton from Northern Monk, and also Beavertown Boneyard Bloody Notorious Blood Orange Double IPA. But first, let's start with some music. Here's some Yuri Gagarin and Into the Abyss. We'll be right back. Truck Fighters and Fiend off their new album, which is called Five. And then before that, starting off the show, you had some Yuri Gagarin off their album from earlier this year. That song was Into the Abyss. So yeah, I'm probably gonna play next bit of Clutch. My mate Timmy posted this on his Facebook timeline the other night, and it reminded me how such a great track it is. It's off their album Robot Hive, Exodus, and it's Burning Beer. Fu Manchu, and that was Over the Edge. And before that was Clutch, Burning Beard, a couple of classics there. And yeah, first beer I'm on tonight, it's too fucking nice. It's Mango Lassie Heiden from Northern Monk Brewing Company. It's a Mango Lassie IPA, clocks in at 7.2%, and boy Jesus, it's easy to drink. It's like, pours a cloudy kind of orangey colour, nice white head, and the smell of it, it's like real peachy, fruity, bit of citrus in there as well. And then the taste, oh holy fuck, that's, you could drink that all day and night. It's a breakfast IPA, it's a lunchtime IPA, and it's a dinner IPA if you can get your hands on it. It's damn tasty. I picked it up in a can from my local offy. Yeah, it's gonna be hard to top. Beavertown and Boneyard, yous have a job to do. Anyway, I'm almost finished this, that's why I had to review it now. So moving on, I got a new one from Morcobot. I haven't had a chance to listen to it, but Morcobot are fairly fucking out there. They're label mates with UFO Mammoth and Lento, and yeah, you can all, their albums are always a mixed bag. You'll always get a couple of amazing songs on it, and then a few good ones. So I'm gonna, what'll I go for? I'll go for the second song, Cola Gara. This is off their album, Gorgo. We'll be right back. That was Vol off the New Russian Circles album Guidance. And then before that, some fucking mentalness from Morkobot, Kolagora, off their new album. I'm actually going to revert back to some more old shit from listening to the Clutch stuff earlier and Fu Manchu. I'm kind of in that sort of mood. So I'm going to play some, I'm going to play some Helma. Here's Biscuits for Smut.
Gone to my head, goodbye.
two greats from the 90s there, 100% by Sonic Youth, and then before that was Biscuits for Smut from Helmet. So, moving further back in time, the other day, Paranoid, Black Sabbath's classic album, turned 46. So, you know, as I should, I really am going to play a song off it, but, you know, it's one of those albums that, like, it's such a fucking great album that I probably play loads of songs off it, a lot, maybe not on this show, but I certainly do at home, listen to the album through a good bit. So, let me see, what's on it? See, I always play Fairies Wear Boots, Rat Salad, ah, fuck it, I'm gonna play Electric Funeral.
Yeah.
the awesomeness of Black Sabbath. What an amazing album. So if you just fucking listen to it, it's deadly. Right, moving on to the next beer. I have this Beavertown Boneyard Bloody Notorious Blood Orange Double IPA, and it has a hard act to follow after that Mango Lassie Heiden, but it holds its own. It's a fucking cracker. It's a 9.1% double IPA, so it packs a punch, has a bit of weight behind it, and like most good double IPAs around that percentage, it has that fucking lovely marmalade-y chewiness to it. Like you can smell the sort of oranginess off it. It pours fairly clear, kind of a light golden colour with a nice white head. But when you taste it, oh yeah, it fills your mouth. Has a lovely marmalade-y sort of bit of citrusy to it as well. Not overly bitter, but just enough to balance out the alcohol. And it's damn tasty. Very quaffable. You'd sink a few of them in no time, and next thing you get up to walk to the toilet and realise you've lost a hair of your legs. But it's two fucking crackers tonight. The Mango Lassie from Northern Monk and the Beavertown Bloody Notorious. Like, I'm going to call it a draw because they're both fucking animal beers. Get either of them. Although the Mango Lassie Heiden might be better for early morning sort of drinking. It's quite refreshing, very fruity. A breakfast IPA, as I said earlier. And then the other one is more of your dinner. Instead of a stew, have one of them. Or two. Right, moving on. What am I going to play next? I had a song picked out. Actually, I got a request in. And I got a request from the new Baroness album, and this song is Shock Me, and this goes out to Jobs Bridge again. We'll be right back. Black Black Black, and that's Let's Scare Death to Death. And yeah, one of the long list of bands called Black this year, that's off their album Altered States of Death and Grace. And we're nearly at the end of the show. Well, we're nearly at the end of the show, because I'm going to play 7 minutes after this. Actually, no, it's going to be 11 minutes, 38 maybe. So if you want to get in touch, you can email hmdradioshow@gmail.com or get in touch on Twitter at @hmdandradio or the HMD Radio Show on Facebook. So until next week, I'm going to leave you with this song. This was a request sent in from Buzzwell, and they enjoyed Comacozer last week, so I'm gonna finish with another one. This is Hypnotized by the Apophis.